Paul and Silas at Philippi. Well, Paul and Silas arrived in Philippi. This was in Macedonia. This was after they had seen a man of Macedonia in a vision, begging them, saying, "Come over into Macedonia and help us." And immediately they went to Macedonia. And that's just how we should be. We should immediately respond to what God asks us to do. That's why when people understood about being baptized, they got baptized immediately. So they came to Philippi, and they were preaching there. And as they were going to pray, there was a girl who was mentally disturbed. She was rather crazy. And she kept following them, shouting out, "These men are the servants of the Most High God who show to us the way of salvation." So sometimes people who have got mental problems, they actually realize spiritual things. And that's why you should never laugh at anyone who appears to be mentally unwell. Even if... And underneath, a lot of those people have a very good understanding and sense for Jesus. Well, she was doing this many days, shouting out, "These men are the servants of the Most High God who show us the way of salvation." Paul was really sad about that, and that should be our attitude to people who are mentally ill. We should be sad, and we should never laugh at them. Well, people didn't like the way that they had been, the way that Paul had cured this girl of her illness. And so they brought Paul and Silas before the rulers of the city, and they said, "These men, being Jews, they trouble our city, and they teach customs which we can't receive because we're Roman citizens." And so the multitude got together, and they tore off their clothes and commanded them to be beaten. And when they had put many lashes upon them, they threw them into prison.
That man that you baptized?
Yes, they whipped them. And they told the prison keeper to guard them securely. Now, if the prison keeper let them escape, he would be killed. So he put them into the inner prison.
That's
and the inner prison, the inside of the prison, the most secure part of the prison, probably it was underground, and he locked up their feet in the stocks. It's bits of kind of a gallows or a wood that they put over their feet, and then it was all bolted down so they couldn't really move. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises to God, and the other prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and all the doors were opened, and everyone's bonds were loosed. And the prison keeper woke up, because he'd been sleeping, and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and was about to kill himself, because he thought that the prisoners had all ran away. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do not hurt yourself, we're all here." Then the prison keeper called for a light. They didn't have electricity. And he jumped into the cell, trembling, and fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out, and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your family." And they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all that were in his house. And the same hour of the night he took Paul and Silas and washed their wounds that he himself had put on them, and they baptized him and all his family. And when he had brought them into his house, he put food in front of them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his family. So it was the middle of the night, during an earthquake, and there may still have been aftershocks from the earthquake. The ground might still have been shaking, and there was the big question, well, what about the rest of the prisoners? Have they escaped? And yet the man was baptized immediately. He didn't leave it till the morning or till the next day or the next week. Immediately. And that's what it's like all through the Acts of the Apostles. People hearing the gospel and getting baptized immediately. And we also when we know we should do something, be it baptism or whatever, let's do it straight away. Be like Rebecca. Remember when Abraham's servant came and said, will you come and marry Isaac? She said, I will. And her family said, well, why don't you just spend 10 days with us before you go running off? And she said, no, I will go. So they had been beaten. And when it was day, the judges sent and said, let these men go. The prison keeper told Paul, saying, the magistrates, the judges, have sent a message to let you go, so now you can go in peace. But Paul said, they've beaten us. Although we're Roman citizens, without having been condemned, and put us in prison. No, we're not going to leave secretly. Let them come themselves and bring us out. And everyone was frightened when they heard that they'd done all this to Roman citizens. So they came and begged their forgiveness, and then asked them to leave the city. And they'd left the prison and didn't leave the city straight away. They went into the house of Lydia, a woman who traded in purple clothes, whom they had baptized earlier. And when they had seen the brothers, they comforted them and left. Now, we would have thought that really the others should have been comforting Paul. He'd been whipped, he'd been put in prison, gone through an earthquake, and yet he comforted them. So all the way through, you can see how God was working with them and how Paul and Silas could sing praises to God in the middle of the night when everything seemed dark and against them and their legs were probably hurting them in the stocks. So all the time you can see God's hand, his saving hand and his desire to save people. And if we follow where we're led in his work and in following him, he will bless us, and somehow, in the final end, everything works out to his glory.